is of sins. There's room for comments, questions. Yep.
That was wonderful. Thank you very much. I'm curious about sort of, and as a historian, I don't necessarily expect to be able to answer this, but I'm curious if you see strands of some of these thematics, like sympathy and resonance and things like this, in contemporary musical practice or technologies or.
I'm a historian.
Okay. Well, maybe my other question would be then, which I think is a historian's question, are there other sort of cultural histories that you've looked at that may have resulted in other kinds of scientific thought? For example, like Middle Eastern science, or
have I done it in relation to this?
But just because this is a very particularly sort of Western and European thought process that results in a specific kind of scientific history, I'm curious if there's another one, another musical history, for example, that results in another kind of scientific model.
The only thing which I've really known about was, I think, it's Avicenna, who writes about, I mean, the lute and its relationships to the planetary distances as well. I mean, there is a sort of a connection there, and I think there's actually transmission from the Arab tradition through to the Western tradition as well. But there's not any, we don't have any evidence, documented evidence, of doing what we would identify as experiments. That's all.
Hello, George Brocknanstad. I have a question about the use of the pendulum as a metronome for measuring timing in music. What unit, when they wrote about these things, what unit did they use, and next did they say a foot or something for, in order to obtain this? The brisk would be shorter than slovenly or something like that?
Not in my time, they didn't do that. I think Mace, Thomas Mace, says maybe something about 4 foot long. I'm not sure, but for example, when Hook was very sloppy a lot of the time, and there's quite a lot of manuscripts left, but he doesn't go into detail, so you get this diagram of the different lengths of pendulum, but you don't get units next to it, unfortunately.
Yeah. But there was no communication, that is the point, that people who observed or were comparing their results, or you would read about them in reports or something like that.
Well, there was correspondence about pendulum. I mean, Massen and Huygens, for example, were sort of, it was part of their correspondence. And I think later on in the Royal Society there is discussion about pendulums. There's also about vibrating brass plates and things like that, but I can't remember the details, if there were some.
Attribute this theory of gravity to Pythagoras, and I was wondering whether I could just get you to yak for a minute or two about what might be behind something like this. I mean, is this a tendency of Newton to want to ground his findings in classical history? Is there more generally a tendency toward this? What would have made him attribute this?
Well, in the broadest sense, it's the tradition of natural magic and natural philosophy that there, in the ancient times, there were known, as I did briefly outline, that in antiquity, beyond the early Greeks, but going back through Pythagoras and then to the Egyptians, was this theory that they had superior knowledge to what was then available in the West. And the understanding was that not all of it was, it was very important that not all of it was known. It was a cult in the sense of hidden. Because it wasn't suitable for ordinary people to have this knowledge. Newton himself was extraordinary. I don't know whether you know this about him, but he actually spent more time decoding reading the Bible with a view to understanding the Second Coming than he did doing his physics, and the same with alchemy. He was also engaged in that. So he had it was completely normal for scholars of his time, say in the Cambridge of the 1640s to 60s or whatever, to be interested in these occult things as well as the more obviously known things. Does that make it clearer?
Yes, thank you. I mean, it's a striking contrast to the contemporary image of Newton that we have as a man of science.
Exactly.
We can sort of post-describe him with our ideas
of
sciences.
No, I mean, he's even more remarkable than we think. And I mean, one of the things that people like myself have wanted to show is that the role that these supposedly kooky ideas actually play in his science. So in other words, you can't just go, well, actually, yeah, really interesting, he did this stuff. But it's not scientific. In fact, you know, you really have to take him as a whole in order to understand how he came to do what he did.
It's quite interesting because some of these early experiments that you have mentioned, have you ever seen any mention of a group of monochords being tuned to different tunes in order to try to create harmony, to make a harmonious sound out of several monochords? I mean, this is not musical practice as such. I mean, the musicians knew what they were doing, but in the scientific circles.
Again, I don't have any evidence of that. I mean, they did say that there was a... I mean, it's quite frustrating. I mean, they did have a... I can't remember how... Maybe that was the four-foot-long thing, but they did have this monochord in that it came... They brought it into the society, and they obviously set the tuning, and then they kind of got this professional musician to tell whether he could judge the differences of various things, and he actually apparently couldn't, which is a bit strange. So they rather lost their faith in the judgment of the ear and they went back to their mathematics. So,
right.
You know.
This was really a fabulous paper, and I couldn't help thinking that I would like you to come to speak to the physics department in my university, because I was just wondering, has any of this is any of this a part of the canon of physics, or has it completely been forgotten? This, do you have any knowledge about how this, what you talked, how many physics teachers talk about this or know about this?
I think it might get into the canon at some point. I mean, the one thing that has got is about the Newton's dividing the spectrum into seven, because it corresponds to the musical scale. At least we've got that far to be able to show his work. I mean, the thing is, it is known about the experiments that the society did, but they haven't. I really put it into this broader context and foregrounded the music, so I don't know. I don't have any contacts with physics teachers, so I don't know whether they're using my stuff to teach anybody. I'm not sure. I mean, certainly in England, anyway, at the moment, the climate is such that I don't think they teach the history of physics to physicists anymore. There's probably too many more important things to learn.
I think if there's no more questions, we will say thank you very much.